I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hello and welcome to The Rabbit Hole with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. We should warn you that this is unscripted and unplanned, and sometimes there are swears. Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Rabbit Hole.
Hello, welcome to The Rabbit Hole, being recorded. Now, I've still not quite got the description of the show.
Yeah.
It's a pre-recorded, live, phony show in front of a stunned audience. and we are live, but pre-recorded, at the Bill Murray in Islington. Yay! And here's... Here's an interesting fact.
Go on.
My mum grew up...
It's a good story.
..into a woman. I'll tell you something. My mother's the only woman I know, which is quite sad, really. I should get out of that. My mum... No, she grew up just around the corner from here in Essex Road. It's like you've just been shown a dishwasher on sale of the century or something. Oh. Well, up yours, Delors. Explain what the rabbit hole is, Catherine.
The rabbit hole is a place for people to come and watch two idiots talking absolute nonsense. And if you want, you can join in. We've got a third microphone up here on stage, and that is for you, members of the live, not studio audience. We're also being watched by lots of lovely people on Periscope. Hello, Periscopers.
And if you are watching on Periscope, it's 360, so you can move around and you can look at that guy's put his drink down, but you can look down on the floor and see that guy's drink and monitor his boozing activities. None of you are all viewable by these chances.
And these people can also Skype in, or they can phone us. You can Skype, Hey Rabbit Hole Show.
Yes.
Or you can phone us 0203 286 6370. But if you're listening to this, this is pre-recorded, so...
But you can phone up and leave messages, and we record this from time to time. There are tickets available if you want to come to see a show in the future. Then ticketsource.co.uk/Ian-Lee.
And while we're doing the admin... Oh. We're in London at the moment for the first couple, yes. But we do want to take this show on the road. So if you know any small cheap venues, then use that phone number and tell us all about them, 0203 286 6370. Now,
we're going to turn the Skype on in a bit, and people can hopefully phone in or not. It's kind of a punt. You know, when we do a radio show phone in, people generally are listening live and they call in. But when we're doing this, you could be listening in the year 2032. Imagine that. All digital recordings are lost apart from this one episode, and this is the only snapshot they've got of 2017 because of the nuclear war that's going to happen in 2018.
Yeah.
This is the only snapshot.
They're going to wonder, how did that guy know?
Yeah.
Well, we all kind of knew.
We all kind of knew, guys. We're all doomed. But you can leave messages, and people have been leaving messages for us. So I thought I would. Well, we've got the phone number, guy.
0203 286 6370.
He's creepy.
But tuneful.
But useful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we've got this one.
Celebrity Winkles. Sprinkles, if you like. Whose have you seen and where?
Oh, please, sir, me, sir. Let's play Celebrity Winkle Poker.
I can't win. Just so you know, all mine have been anonymous Winkles.
sounds, I'm going to say, it sounds a little bit slaggy.
Doesn't it just?
Anonymous Winkles.
Mm-hmm. You know, not people in the public eye, just mine.
You can see.
Anyway, move along.
You can see why Catherine is not allowed to host a radio show. Who'd have, who here thought that I was actually the voice of reason who had to keep her in check during this? Was anybody here seeing the celebrities winkle? Ooh. We've got some hands. Can we pass the microphone back? If you could stand up, sir.
Oh, no, fuck that.
Go on. What's your name?
Neil.
You've literally just made that up. Don't be ashamed. I have seen... I'm not going to include mine in this.
God.
It's Neil, I promise.
Is it Neil? Yeah. I have seen...
Named after Diamond.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Is it really? Yeah. It was his 75th Thanks. Birthday this week.
I didn't know that.
His 50th year in show business, and tickets went on sale on Friday.
Get in.
Thank you. I've seen three celebrity winkles. Can you beat that?
No.
Whose have you seen?
Paul Weller.
Oh.
Oh,
Weller's Willie.
Weller's Willie, Weller's way. In my head, that sounded brilliant. From my mouth, it sounded appalling. Tell us about Paul Weller's winkle.
Well, you know when you're in a toilet.
He's reaching in his pocket. You've not got it with you. Here it is.
I'm uncomfortable. You know when you're a gent's toilet?
Yes, I do.
And you're near a man?
Yes.
And they're famous?
Yes.
And you can't help but...
Yeah, I do know that.
You totally know this, don't you?
You have a little check.
Okay, they're not famous.
Well, I didn't want to admit
something. Okay,
to
yeah.
A cheeky look.
Yeah. I don't want to get into person. I don't want to know size or anything like that, but you've seen Paul Weller's penis in a pub, in
yeah,
a pub toilet.
Yeah, and then I shook his hand on the way out.
You what?
Then I shook his hand on the way out. It was a weird instinct.
Far.
No, it was a nice to meet you. Yeah.
Can we pass the microphone? Thank you for that. Give a round of applause for Neil. And then can we kind of pass it that way? There was a hand went up. Can we get it? It should be long enough. steady on. Don't give it to Keith. He'll start singing. No. Have you seen one?
I've got one.
Go on. I really thought this show was going to be a little bit more highbrow than this.
So remember when we did that thing at the Monarch when you were doing Set the Agenda and I was singing there?
Did you? So this is years and years ago. I did a variety show.
It's about 6 years ago.
Was it? Okay. You sang there.
Yeah.
What did you sing?
Jet.
Oh, nice.
Oh, with my band.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Yeah.
So I went upstairs to the toilets.
Yes.
And you walked in.
Yeah.
Stalker alert, guys. This just got serious.
And I thought, I'm not going to get this opportunity again.
Wow.
Is that flattering or creepy?
Well, no, because I've done it to celebrities.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've done it to other people.
It's so karma.
I'm honoured that a man would think I was famous enough to look at my penis.
To be fair, it was hard to miss.
Pass
Did you give him a fiver during the break there?
I gave him a fiver in the toilet.
Great.
That gentleman, let's have one more. That gentleman there, go on. How many? No one's. I've seen three, by the way, but go on.
In it. A World Cup winner, Will Greenwood.
Oh, that's impressive.
Not Paul Weller, though, is it?
Well, hang on a minute. He's a football man.
Oh.
I don't know. He's a rugby man.
Yes.
Will Greenwood?
Yes.
It's not the one that.
No. Were you going to end with Princess Diana?
Will
I'm never going to end with her. I love her too much. I've not seen her for a while. Too soon? No. Here we go. This is the joke. Can I do a joke for the lads?
I don't know.
Is it true what they say? Did he have oddly shaped balls? Guys, that's what is wrong with you lot? Pass the microphone back. I will tell you the three I've seen. Hang on a minute. What?
Oh, your man. Is he trying to get?
Oh, we got a surprise for you guys at home.
As far as we know, he's not a celebrity.
I have seen Dermot Murnahan's.
The newsman.
Acknowledge that, but you don't acknowledge Murnahan.
Dermot Murnaghan. Two of these men I've seen their ass crack as well. Dermot The first two I've seen their bum. Dermot Murnaghan. What do you mean, how do you see their bum?
How does one go about it?
I'd like to see Murnaghan's bum. And I've yet to meet anybody who... Ah, this gentleman has. How do you go about... How did you go about getting view access to Murnaghan's ass crack? The guy from Spaced.
Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg. Simon's seen his cock, balls and bum. I tell you, Simon Pegg, because they used to use the same gym that I used to use years and years ago, and I did something with Simon Pegg years and years ago, so we know each other to say hello. He may not remember it now, but we're not friends, but we know each other to say hello. And we were getting we're refreshing after our gym at the same time in the dressing room, and he was going to the gym every day and working with a personal trainer because he was about to film Hot Fuzz.
Right.
So we had to, he kind of really beefed up for it. But there was a bit when I'm sat there putting my socks on, and he had his back to me.
Oh no.
And he was taking his socks off, but he's naked, and he put his foot up.
Oh no. That's antisocial.
He carried on the conversation.
Oh no.
And
where'd you look?
Well, like the gentleman over there said, you're not going to see that every day. So I looked.
That's two.
I got another one. I boldly went where no man. No, I. It's a Star Trek. He's in the Star Trek, isn't he? Yeah.
Simon Pegg. Yes.
Yeah. Davy Jones of the Monkees.
Explain the circumstances.
He was having a slash. I went and stood next to him. Simple as that.
Oh,
but simple as that. 0203 286 637 is the telephone number. Thank you to whoever left that mysterious message. We've got some more answer phone messages in a bit. I should turn on...
literally.
...the sky. We've been talking to a gentleman.
Oh, he's...
Ready? Okay.
Oh,
okay.
God.
We've been talking to a gentleman. I've been on a few... God, they're keen. And we spoke to a gentleman called Love on Cam. You'll remember him because his avatar is...
a very happy cactus.
He's calling us now.
Oh, God. He's getting very...
He's getting angry. Oh, hang on. All right. This is the guy we've been catfishing, catweaseling. Here we go.
Oh, God, what are we going
to... Hey, man, how you doing?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Whoa! It's a lovely grouting job someone's done.
Nice bathroom you got there, man.
Oh. We lost him. It's almost as if that wasn't quite what he was expecting.
Hey, he wants me to turn the camera on. Oh, he's gone. Oh. That's the problem with perverts these days.
Yeah.
They've got no staying
power. Also, where was...
Hey, he's just typed WTF. Hang on a minute.
You did test
I said...
It was a show.
We were a show. There is an audience of 100 people. Wanna play? While we're waiting for him, let's take this call. Good evening, caller.
Good night, Ian.
Wow. I don't know what's scarier, the first one or this.
Jesus.
Ian and Kath, I've got a bit of a problem with you here.
For those of you who are lucky enough not to be seeing this, there is a man with a terrifyingly photocopied Rupert Murdoch mask stuck to his face with a nose poking through.
That's a nose, right?
I've got a bit of an issue with you two.
Go on.
Moonlighting.
Yes, go on.
Kath, I need to see you in my office tomorrow.
Oh, that's horrible.
I have no idea what to do with that at all, do you?
Oh, hang on. The camera's open, Harvey. We've got an audience here.
We're keen to talk. We're keen to chat. We're keen to watch. What have you got for us?
Okay.
Harvey's had enough. That's a shame. That's a shame.
43 well. Seconds.
That was.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
That was all. It took. We had an interesting. Who's this? Hang on a second. Here we go. This is the weird thing of doing this on Skype. Sometimes we can see who it is. Sometimes we have no idea. I have no
Sometimes
idea.
Sometimes we wish we couldn't see.
You talk to my just sort this.
Hello, who's that?
Hi, it's Jamie.
Hey, Jamie. Everyone, say hello to Jamie. Hey. What you got for us? We're down the rabbit hole. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you. It's a bit weird that Orlando Bloom got his knob out on that raft, isn't it?
Why is this? The title of this episode is shaping up quite nicely. Wangers.
A bit like Orlando Bloom's knob.
There we go. Why are you calling in with that about 3 months after the event? I mean, I don't. You can call in about anything, but it's obviously played on your mind a little bit.
No. You were talking about celebrity wangers and.
It does actually.
Kind of...
Okay. Well, we've but we didn't get to see that. Bless what? You. Bless you. It bless you.
Thanks.
One more and you get to kill a fairy. We none of us got to see that because it was all pixelated.
Oh, what? You Google search it. No, surely. I mean, I saw it.
Who's?
And it made me feel
Orlando Bloom.
Very
oh,
insecure.
I've seen it.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh,
you're looking in the wrong places.
Why can we... Right. Can we stop talking about wangers?
You
now?
Started it.
I didn't. The answer phone message did. I want this to I'm using this show as an audition piece for Radio 4.
Okay, well that's.
I want to get. I've done the. I've been fired from the BBC. I'm doing the local. The commercial stuff. I want to get artsy. I can do like front row. What other shows have they got on there? The Archers. The arty stuff.
Yeah,
I
okay.
want to do the arty stuff. So
don't send them this.
Well, can you just cut out all the rude bits?
Okay, well, there's nothing to send.
Okay. Hello, caller.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Kath. Hello, everyone. It's Dana.
Hey, Dana!
It's looking good on the Periscope, I have to say. Well, you know, I'm entertained. No, I should have been there, but I'm sick, so...
Go on, I'm glad you stayed away.
Sadly, this is a very small room. We're very packed together.
This is the thing I don't like about people. One of the many things, right, is sick people, right? When sick people, when they turn up at work, I've bravely soldiered in. Fuck off. We're all going to get your fleas now.
And yet, on the very, very rare occasion, because I think you'll notice that I haven't had any time off recently.
You had Christmas off, mate.
That wasn't sick.
No, but you had time.
He used to call me sick note, right? I must have had about 3 days off in the whole time.
Kath would do that thing where she'd go, one morning she'd go, oh, I don't feel so good. Oh, but and next day, you knew she wasn't coming in. Oh, and what a surprise. It always happened on a Thursday. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
That's an outrageous slur.
No, and it's more important for me to be healthy.
You do it all the time.
Do what?
Oh, I'm not really feeling up to it tonight.
I don't, Kat. Listen, if I don't work, I don't get paid.
Yeah.
You don't work, you get sick pay.
Well, not anymore, thanks to you.
Well, I didn't tell you. I had no choice but to leave the BBC. Mm. You had a choice, okay? I rescued you from that
place.
You
made it unlivable.
I did, admittedly, yes. I caused a few problems. And people that had worked closely with me suffered.
We got pipped off one by one.
But, you know,
anyway, best thing that ever happened. I keep telling myself.
Yeah, well, maybe one day. Anyway, Dana, yes.
Yeah, no, just wanted to say hello and that seat at the front that's empty, that would have been mine, I think. But I'm going to go and have another hot toddy and more whiskey, and I'm just going to go to bed. So
Sounds like, oh, wow,
and she's not well. That's the Dana Memorial seat from now on. It's what she would have wanted.
It's what she would have wanted. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. And I'm giving it out on a podcast, A, because people are watching us on Periscope and can call in.
Yeah.
And B, because if you're whenever you're listening to this, you can phone up and leave a message. And what we really want to do over a period of time is get this phone number and the Hey Rabbit Hole Show Skype thing kind of... Because it's everyone that's calling in is wonderful. Most of the people we kind of have a relationship with already because of other jobs that we do. It'd be really great if we started to get randoms phoning in who've just got this number and go, what the hell is this number? So if you can think of anywhere to share these numbers or literally on toilet walls, I've not got a problem with that.
Ooh.
Anywhere you can think to share these numbers.
So you could like write it in a newspaper and leave it on Tube.
Yes, you could do that. Well, who would read that?
A weirdo. That's what we want, isn't it?
Who's going to...
We want the weirdos,
yeah,
don't we?
What, a phone number and then...
Call this number now.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Hello, caller.
21 miles away.
What's your rent? 6 miles. So much. We're not going to go 15 miles. We don't have money. We have no energy. We haven't seen anything all day.
I'm out of a place.
What is this? What is... What the hell is this?
All right, let's get a little bit of context. We've had some pretty crazy requests from strangers throughout the past year. You guys want to come skinny dipping with us?
What is...
I'm wondering if I can get a ride with you.
What was that? What the bloody hell was that? That's got me angry now. That's got me angry. I'm going to have a sup on Mr. Clements.
Do it. Calm down a bit.
I'll tell you what. One of the things I want to do is get randoms calling in, but I was looking a few weeks ago at ways that we could call out to randoms, and there are a couple of ways of doing this. And one of them is this thing called Omegle.com. Does anyone use this? No,
no, they've all got actual friends.
Well, that's harsh, but actually true. Very, very true. So you can go on there. And you can chat to people. So I thought we'd give it a little go.
Oh, look, and it says video is monitored, keep it clean. So there'll be no...
No, there's an unmoderated section.
Oh, okay.
I bet. So we allow... No.
Tired of penises? There's a question.
Never tired of penises. no, right, okay. Let's get, that's a fake. That's those honey traps that trap...
It looked a lot like a lady's vajayjay.
Well,
never heard it called a honey trap before.
Hello, now, when right, you need to be in shot because they want to see a lady.
The microphone might put them off. Do you think?
Hang on a minute. No. Go on.
Oh my God!
What does it say?
Hi. This awesome. Is nice, but I'd like to hear your voice and see your beautiful face. Is that what you say?
Yeah.
God, I feel like Babe Station. Okay, is this doing it for someone? Let's see the audience. You really want to see the audience?
We can't. I can't because
Maybe that'll do it for him.
I can't because it's the HDMI cable is it's a loose connection. I can't.
Wow!
Because the H...
I think they really like being watched. Okay, you wanted to see him. You're going to see him. Okay, you ready? Hey! Gosh, you're all being objectified right about now. You okay with that? This is so funny. Well, it'd be funnier if you'd...
Turn your mic on or jog on. We've shown you ours. You show us yours. 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 Show us yours.
I feel like I should go. When I was doing this the other night, and I don't mean this in any way sexual way, all I was getting was like loads of giggly teenage girls going, "You wanker."
Well, I can see why.
And I was going, "Can I just stress? I am not masturbating. This is research." You wank, you dirty old wanker. I'm not. This is honestly, please. And I'm worrying that
you
one
have
of
your hands like this.
That they're going to recognise me or something, and then I become a sex scandal. Please let me become a sex scandal. There's a way we can get into unmoderated. Let's go. Let's go. That was fun.
Let's go deep.
That was fun.
That's what they call it, isn't it?
We're going to go unmoderated on Omegle.
God.
This is going to
get... My dad was right working with you.
Hello there,
oh,
sir.
Friendly.
Well, and what's your name, sir? We can hear you typing, so you might as well just say it.
He's a secret agent. He can't speak.
We're doing a show. Would you like to watch?
I'm going to be really offended if he says no.
He's gone. Okay.
Oh!
He went.
That's because of you.
No, it wasn't. I think it was because of you. Mm. He. Hello there, sir.
Wasn't that Jim Royal? Gosh, Barbara must be out.
I don't know what this means, so I won't give me girl. I don't really want any of those things. So let's. Honestly, you could spend hours.
You imagine.
There we go. There we go. Hello,
oh,
sir.
Oh, God.
Hello, sir.
I think you need a bigger size there. I mean,
your pants. Your pants don't seem.
Is that what you call a cut lunch?
No, we're going to move on from that, really. Hello there. Right, you need to do this.
We're on gay cams. It's not me. They want. Oh, hello. What are you watching? Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Bill.
Bill? That's a nice name.
Joel.
Paul?
Joel.
It doesn't really matter what your name is. You look kind. What are you doing tonight? Oh, okay. Your telly's a bit loud. Are you, are you watching?
Paul, turn your telly down, man. We can't hear you.
He's not watching us, is he? He's watching the telly. He must be good.
And we're going to go live now.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Oh.
Oh, dear. Show me what you got. I got enough time wasters on here. Come on, man. Let's see it.
You really are quite romantic when you want to be.
Yeah! That's it. That's it. And the other nipple. Give me the other nipple. Stop typing and start shaking. Come on. You are famous! Give this guy a round of applause.
Oh, I miss
Bye.
That guy.
He's gone. I miss that guy. And that's go away. That's the horny fun you can have on Omegle.
Yeah.
It's disturbing, isn't it? I don't quite understand. Well, I do understand what all these things are out there for.
I don't understand. But maybe this is just me being a woman. Why do they not dress up for the telly? I mean, they're all sitting there. in the worst pants I've ever seen. I mean, put some effort into it, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, but they're all like that. All the ones I tried, it was all... I mean, we've not done the chat roulette yet. We will do that on a later episode. But they're all a little bit... Why is it... Okay, why is it that blokes do that, but I have yet to come across a woman...
Big pardon?
For fuck's sake, come on, guys. I'm trying to do serious social commentary now.
All right, let's get psychological.
Yes, why is it you see a bloke sat there doing that, you don't see a woman sat there doing that? Why? That's a serious question.
Well, because women, apparently, this is what they say, are not as visually stimulated. I mean,
but
also,
then why would the men sit there masturbating then? If women aren't visually stimulated, why are the men doing that? Go on.
Because they don't realise that.
Yeah.
Oh, we need to go back and tell all of those men they're
wasting your time, love.
Literally wasting their time, and the that's a terrible situation to be in, isn't it? Let's go take this call. Hello, caller.
Oh, hi there. Can I get a cab, please?
Yeah, where's your pickup, love?
Marble Arch Tube Station.
All right, 10 minutes.
Green.
10 minutes. Don't move a muscle. I'll be right there.
It's turning into your street now. If you look out the window, it's turning into your street now.
Are you driving this pink Vauxhall Nova?
Yeah, that's the one. Go and get in the back of that. All right, my love. Take care. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, that was nice, wasn't it?
Aren't people funny? That's the end. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Twitter. The Twitter handle is...
Hey Rabbit Hole Show.
Is it?
I think so.
I don't think it is that. Isn't it? Hey, Rabbit
Hole. Hey, Rabbit Hole.
Yeah.
Ask me again.
No, we'll leave it like that. Thanks! Hello, caller.
Where's my cab? It's my TV cab. I've been waiting outside for Marble Up.
It's an Alex Aggie production.
Me like you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.